In the wake of the recent happenings in Ferguson, Missouri, St. John Divine Missionary Baptist Church and the Pensacola branch of the NAACP will host two events this week titled A Time for Unity in Black and White, designed to promote racial unity.
I think it's an opportunity to share in a safe place.
That's Pensacola Unity Ambassador Dr. Eurydice Stanley, who's been helping to organize the community conversations, the first of which is to be held on this Monday evening, 6 o'clock, just hours after the funeral of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. Brown was fatally shot by a police officer in Ferguson 2 weeks ago.
It's a very somber time. It's a very critical time for all of us to think about what it is that we believe, what it is that we feel, and how are we going to stand up for one another.
Also notable about the community conversations, A Time for Unity in Black and White, is that the guest speaker will be Deborah Watts, founder of the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation and Till family member. And the local unity events have been set just days before the 59th anniversary of Till's lynching on August 28, 1955, reportedly for flirting with a white woman.
He was taken from his family's home. He was visiting relatives and just absolutely brutalized to the point that his mother, the only way that she could verify that it was his body was based on the ring that he had on. And when it came time for him to be buried, his mother, Mamie, ensured that the casket remained open because she wanted the world to see what happened to her baby.
The lynching is not the physical lynching that happened before.
Dr. John Beasley is president of the Pensacola branch of the NAACP, which is co-sponsoring the events, adding that there's still work to do on the issue of race in America.
We want to make sure that people are aware that racial equality is not here. We are not a post-racial society, although President Obama has been in office for about 6 years.
And Beasley says Pensacola is all too familiar with the controversy over law enforcement's use of force within the African-American community, noting the shooting of Roy Middleton at his Pensacola area home 1 year ago.
Mr. Middleton was shot at by deputies 17 times, and two of those bullets hit him. The man was going to his car late in the evening or early in the morning, but 2 in the morning. That was a very unfortunate incident, and somehow the grand jury thought that that was okay. Law enforcement had responded appropriately. We don't think so.
Beasley says this week's unity events provide a good opportunity for people in the community to voice their concerns and hear how law enforcement works and how the civil rights process works. Tonight, though, the focus is specifically on youth from age 5 to 18. Again, Eurydice Stanley, who also serves as NAACP Youth Council Education and Leadership Instructor.
By having a separate event for the youth, it gives them an opportunity to speak and to not necessarily feel intimidated by adults and to share their feelings, because there's a lot to process.
The first of the two, A Time for Unity in Black and White events, is set for tonight at 6 at St. John Divine Missionary Baptist Church on East Jordan Street. A separate event geared for adults will be offered Wednesday at 6 in the same location. Both nights will feature a viewing of the documentary, Who Killed Emmett Till? Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.